This is Stacey Francis Bayman. Is your club looking for new kit? Don't forget to try the 3D kit designer online at flyhawk.com.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time now to speak to Imogen Great Batch, head of volunteering at England Netball, following another really successful One Awards this year. Imo, always good to have you on the podcast. And once again, One Awards are a big celebration of volunteers in the sport.
Yes, thanks for inviting me, Andy. Definitely still got a big grin on my face from Saturday. The One Awards is growing and growing each year. So we had, we opened for nominations in March, and we've had over 1,000 people nominated, which is huge growth on kind of the year before, where we had over 600. And that was a growth on the previous years, where we sort of flatlined about 250. So it's great that the people out there are nominating these people who are making a difference in their netball life. And then there was the journey into regional events. So all 9 regional boards with their local regional officers put on events to celebrate, you know, whether it was from 80 through to 300 volunteers at their local regional One Awards. And then on Saturday, as you said, we culminated with 264 guests at the Belfry in the Midlands, all come together. And just there was so much love for netball and what they're doing in the room. It was a really, really special event.
Year on year, you'll see it yourself, but that growth, that love.
Yeah, I think that's something that's really special in netball. There are not many opportunities for people to come together and actually have an hour and a half to eat and chill and, you know, dance together. Because usually everybody's involved in netball and you've got a team to go and coach or a game to go and umpire or some netball to support. So there's very little time that you can actually sit and have a great conversation, reminisce. You know, we had Jean Robinson in the room, who's one of the oldest surviving Rose players. She was captain in the kind of 60s, and she stood up and said quite a moving speech about where her reflections were around how netball's moved forward since when she was playing. And those things are just really, really special. So to have people from across the whole country together, you know, every region had at least a couple of tables of people in the room, and you could see the friendships that had formed and the kind of just the connections from different tournaments or different players that people have developed or experiences they've had. And that is just, they don't happen very often. So to be in a role where we've got a team who can make that happen and create that environment is really, really special.
The evening itself started with the Pass On Your Passion Awards, didn't it? Some 23 awards and just those people that are really making a difference.
Yeah, definitely. So Pass On Your Passion is our kind of reward and recognition scheme for 12 to 25 year olds. What they do is they register their opportunity and then they log the hours, but also the learning that they're getting in the roles. Predominantly young volunteers are doing coaching and officiating, but we recognise the sort of 7 individuals that had achieved 400 hours over this past year, which is a significant contribution. And they got to walk on stage and get their trophies and certificates and enjoy the evening. And they were from regions across the country. So that was really great. Once some of the things we also celebrated is we had Jess Thelby, Fumi and Liv Sheen, and we did kind of take a moment to reflect the incredible history-making movement of the silver medal. And there was a tear-jerking video and then a bit of a Q&A with Jess and the players, which was really, really insightful. And you know, those moments really inspire a nation. And then it's our community netball clubs, leagues, volunteers who then capture, you know, the movement of people wanting to play again or to be curious to get involved in netball. So it was really nice to celebrate that moment at the start too.
Number of special awards presented on the night, some of those?
Yeah, I mean, all of them were really special, Andy. I can't pick one over
good answer
another, but all of the awards on the website. But I think seeing what it meant to Alicia winning Young Volunteer of the Year, Asaya winning like kind of the Inclusion Award, and for the league, you know, there was a little bit of a Q&A about what does it mean to run a league and create opportunities for women that may not have otherwise been able to access netball. And when you hear from the people that are driving those opportunities, it's quite moving and emotional. And I think the Women's Netball League that she set up in Birmingham is just incredible. Coach of the Year, Linda for adults won Coach of the Year and actually played a little part in Serena's journey. So it's nice sort of over in Jersey, nice to hear some of those other stories that they bring to life. Nicola, who was Coach of the Year, Children and Young People, talked about how netball is her life and how, honestly, the stories are absolutely incredible. Barb didn't know she was getting a long service award. She'd come under the proviso that, you know, she was having a night out with some of her county friends, and then she was presented with the long service award. So it was really nice to surprise some of the guests along with honorary life membership. And Mo, Kathy and Helen came under the guise that they were going to do a Q&A about the incredible tournament that they put on as Wiltshire County Netball Association. And then we revealed we were doing a special recognition award, and Fran had been at that tournament. So that was really nice for Fran to do as CEO. So, and Gordon wasn't able to go out and receive his World Netball Service Award at Congress during South Africa, where Joan received hers. But Claire Briegel, CEO of World Netball, was able to attend the event and present it to him. So it was just really nice to be able to weave all of those extra awards in, along with our really, really prestigious national one awards that go to those who have come through the regional events.
There was good news as well for Dronfield, wasn't it? Club of the Year.
Yeah, that's always our big finish, the Club of the Year, because we know there's a lot of noise around the room. And
I'd buy a fanfare sound effect, but it'll probably cost me in repeat fees.
it was so funny because Lindsay sort of went round the room to hear from each of the clubs, and you can hear the table drumming as they get excited to find out who's Club of the Year. And Stafford Walking Netball Club have been there a couple of years and are complete party animals. They're amazing. So there were lots of brilliant clubs, and it's really, really challenging because everybody in the room has done absolutely incredibly to get to that stage, particularly with like over 1,000 nominations. But there is one winner, and that was Dronfield Netball Club. And, you know, kind of the amazing stuff they're doing around driving participation. They've gone from 250 to 350 members, and just young leaders scheme. They're doing a bit of mixed netball. So they'd be a brilliant guest. I don't know whether they'll listen to this podcast, and they might come.
Yeah, Dronfield, we give us a shout.
Yeah. So, I think it's just a really special moment. I've seen some of the posts of people on social media about how they'll never forget it. And that's what it's really about. We want to create an extraordinary experience for those in netball. And this is a moment that we really hope that they can feel special, like they make all the players and the people they get into netball or support feel special.
Everybody that was there, definitely still a winner.
100%. And, you know, we hope that we created an environment, and I do have to give a shout out to Angela Pete, our event manager, who she's just fantastic, and Hannah Wyatt, who supported me nationally. You know, those are two key individuals at England Netball that really, really got the dream of that kind of special from people walking in the door. We want them to feel like, wow, I'm so proud to be part of netball, and definitely hope that they did, as well as being able to connect with everyone in the room.
And since we started speaking a couple of years ago now, have you seen that growth, and are you continuously seeing the venue for the event sell out? Is there more demand than obviously places available on the actual night?
Yeah, there is definitely. So last year we held it at the Botanical Gardens in Birmingham, and we had 190 guests, and that was quite a squeeze. This year at the Belfry, we went out with an initial kind of deadline for tickets of the 24th of August so that we could release some more. But actually, we were oversubscribed. So we had all 22 tables of 12 were filled. And yeah, it is quite tricky to find a venue big enough for everybody, but we're really hoping that we continue to get a location that's fairly central for people to get to, but also that's big enough for people to get everyone that they want to get from the club. You know, we had to restrict some people. They could only bring one guest because of the space. So it's brilliant to see the engagement in the event. both nominating people, but also those that want to attend and be part of the event. That's ultimately what we care about, is, you know, engagement and great experiences. And we're definitely seeing that growth since we relaunched the event as One Awards in 2022.
And off the back of something like this, are you seeing additional demand for volunteers?
Yeah, I think we definitely need to continue to the growth. So we've seen pockets that are growing brilliantly for recruitment, like the West Midlands Regional Board. Kerry got awarded honorary life membership, and I know they've had 6-7 new board members that have joined their board across different roles, and that's really fantastic. We do still have reports of different counties and clubs that don't have enough volunteers to sort of service demand. So we're looking at how we can make sure that recruitment's simple and we can support clubs and leagues to recruit volunteers well. So I guess the call out is, if you're interested in volunteering, just ask your club whether they need any help, and just going along and offering to help at your local club or league will hopefully be welcomed, because participation can't grow without growing the number of people that support these playing opportunities. So we're definitely seeing a growth in interest, also through our inter-officiating side and the different courses that we offer through coaching, as well as walking netball hosts and the B leader. So we are definitely seeing that grow, but we know there is more appetite to grow. So we're working on how we can kind of encourage that recruitment across the country.
One of the easiest ways to find out more, I'd suggest, is the volunteer section on the England Netball website at englandnetball.co.uk.
Yep, get involved. And you can also email volunteering@englandnetball.co.uk if you want to be part of that. And we have lots of opportunities to volunteer at our internationals. There's a series coming up that's in Manchester and Nottingham, where the Roses will be taking on South Africa, and you can be an event volunteer at that, and that's a really fabulous experience as well. So lots and lots of opportunities nationally, as well as driving netball locally, and you can find out on the website englandnetball.co.uk.
Last question, Nimmo. I've tried to zoom in on the picture that's on the website that's got all the winners on it. I couldn't really make out what you had to eat.
We've actually, so far in the feedback, getting a really good review, and usually that's the one that's a bit that's challenging, isn't right it? So there was salmon starter, which was really nice, and a veggie option, chicken for main, and then a parfait that went down rather well for pudding. So yeah, we've heard good reviews on the food so far. So and it was really hot, serving 264 people with hot food. Well done, the Belfry, I say, because that's quite a service challenge.
Awards were top. Food was top. Emma, always good to catch up.
Thanks so much for inviting me, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast's rail.